I'm Tayshia Stevens, the president of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, told the House Tuesday that they were taking steps to combat anti-Semitism on campus since the start of the Israel terror group Hamas war. During a House Education Committee hearing, Chair Virginia Fox said the schools have a lot of work to do.
Institutional anti-Semitism and hate are among the poison fruits of your institution's cultures. The buck for what has happened must stop on the president's desk, along with the responsibility for making never again true on campus.
Also at SRNnews.com, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military nominees.
I'm releasing everybody. I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me. Now, somebody else might, I think some, there's a few other people got holds on one or two or three people. But other than that, it's over.
Tuberville objected to the Pentagon abortion policy under the Biden administration. A federal court in Arizona is dismissing a lawsuit claiming former President Trump should not be allowed on the state's ballot next year. The judge said the lawsuit filed by a little-known presidential candidate was dismissed because it lacked standing to bring its claim. Judges in other states have also dismissed efforts to ban the former president from the ballot. House Republicans are preparing to vote formally to launch an impeachment inquiry against the president. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's not political.
You're seeing a very deliberate investigation following, uncovering and following the facts, following the truth where it leads. That's what the Constitution requires the House to do.
The probe is to determine whether the president and his family engaged in corrupt business practices. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, would you add a stranger in a strange land to your Christmas list?
The folks at Samaritan's Purse hope that you will. They're promoting their 2023 Christmas gift catalog, which allows people in this country to purchase things for poor people in third world countries. You can buy a filtering system for a family that has no clean water, or livestock for a herdsman in a place where such a gift will transform his life. Many gifts at numerous price points are available. The website is SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey of Muslims and Buddhists in Southeast Asia finds they are much more worried about Islamic extremists than the growth of Christianity. The Pew Research Center examined religious attitudes in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Cambodia. But still, large percentages of Muslims and Buddhists do see Christians in their countries as a threat to their culture. This is SRN News. The Biden administration will give more than $6 billion to a pair of high-speed electric rail routes in the West.
The Federal Railroad Administration says $3 billion will be for a route plan between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area, and another $3 billion for a route connecting cities in California's Central Valley. The money is a fraction of the total cost to build the projects, but it does signal the Biden administration's commitment to high-speed rail. The route in California is part of a project to eventually connect Los Angeles and San Francisco, which has been plagued by delays and cost increases. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the nation's high court to issue a decision after two other courts refused to toss out fines she got at the height of COVID. She and two other lawmakers were fined for refusing to wear masks on the House floor as required. Greene racked up more than $100,000 in fines for refusing to wear the mask at Pelosi's demand. More details at SRNnews.com.